Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It is a cool start for us this morning. Temperatures in the upper 40s and low 50s, but we do have a chance of some light showers. We'll talk about when they arrive coming up.
And today we'll learn more about a weekend shooting involving Raleigh police officers. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey will join us live with what we know about this incident that left four people hurt.
And the top prosecutor in the Georgia election case against Donald Trump is expected to take the witness stand again this morning. What you can expect today after Thursday's intense testimony. It is 4:30, and all you early risers getting a jump start on your Friday. Way to go. We're here to help you do that. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, does that mean a jump start on the weekend? I mean,
sure.
I feel like that.
That's what I'm thinking.
I feel like that works, no doubt. Anthony Baglione is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Another cool start, but we'll warm up a little bit later, right?
Yeah, today in and of itself is really not going to be a bad day. We're starting off a little bit cool this morning. Temperatures in the 40s and 50s. Good Friday morning to all of you, though. We have made it just about to the weekend, and we are going to have a good forecast to come along with that. Here's a live look right now. Our Chapel Hill camera, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Everything, of course, moving along smoothly out there this morning. We are going to be totally dry today. We're at temperature-wise 49 in Raleigh, 49 Durham, 48 currently in Southern Pines. So just a little bit of that chill in the air, but I don't think it's going to be hugely noticeable today. We're going to see temperatures get up to right around 58 by 1 o'clock. It should, though, come with a good mix of sun and clouds. We may not see straight sunshine, and I don't think we will see straight cloud cover. But we're also watching that chance late tonight into early tomorrow morning. We could see some light rainfall, mainly north of the triangle. Coming up here in just a little bit, we're going to go over exactly what to expect hour by hour as far as that next system here in just a few.
We're working to learn more about a police investigation in Goldsboro. The investigation was on Hollowell Street. We first brought you the story as breaking news at the end of our 11 p.m. newscast. Brett Nace drove the WRAL breaking news tracker to the Goldsboro Police Department. And Brett, there are still a lot of questions about what happened.
Yeah, we're pressing the Goldsboro Police Department for those answers, Renee. And Hollowell Street, where this happened, is just a couple of blocks from where I'm standing right now here at the police department. I want to show you some video from the WRAL breaking news tracker from last night. That's when this all happened, around 10 o'clock last night. That's when those shots rang out. And you can see there are plenty of evidence markers there, a lot of crime scene tape. And this a very active scene when this first happened. And now some 6 hours later, we're trying to get some more answers on exactly who may have been hurt in this particular shooting and who's responsible for this scene having happened last night. As soon as we get some more information from the police department, we'll pass it along. Live in Goldsboro, Brett Nace, WRAL News.
Today, we're expecting Raleigh police to release a 5-day report on Saturday night's shooting on Rock Quarry Road. We know an officer shot a man and three other people were also hurt. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning from the Raleigh Police Department. And Kelsey, police reports show there have been a large number of 911 calls within the last year to the area right where this happened.
Jeff, this Raleigh police station behind me is less than 10 minutes away from where that shooting happened. And today, police will release a 5-day report on that incident. Take a look at this video of the scene. Raleigh police received a call about gunshots on Rock Quarry Road Saturday night. An officer saw a man with a gun in a parking lot when they started investigating. That officer shot the man. Police didn't provide a lot of details on what led up to that shooting, but they confirmed three more people were hurt at the scene. There's been an uptick in crime in this area. WRAL data trackers looked at the numbers. Crime is up 2,700% over the past 5 years in this section of Rock Quarry Road. We'll find out more information about what led up to Saturday's shooting in today's report, and we'll keep you updated on when that's released. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
A somber night in Kansas City as people came together for a candlelight vigil to show their support for the victims of the Super Bowl parade shooting. 22 people suffered injuries in that shooting. One person was killed. Her name was Lisa Lopez Galvan. She was a popular DJ in the city. At least half the victims are younger than 16. The youngest victim is just 8 years old. Investigators are still examining bullets and shell casings left behind at the scene of the parade shooting. They believe it all started with a fight. We know that two teenagers are in custody. As of this morning, no charges have been filed.
A new partnership between Raleigh Police and the Justice Department will work to tackle crime in the city. Raleigh is one of only five cities selected for a program like this year. It's called the National Public Safety Partnership, and the goal is getting guns off the streets and stopping violence. The DOJ will provide intensive training in the areas of gun violence, investigations, and technology to identify strategies that target gun, drug, and gang violence. The executive director for Emancipate NC, Dawn Blagrove, says that she has some reservations about the impact of this.
Raleigh Police Department has not a problem with training. It has a problem with culture.
Blagrove sent a letter to the Department of Justice last year seeking better practices from RPD officers. She says she is grateful the DOJ saw the concerns and took the letter seriously. Other cities in the partnership have reported reducing homicides and funding programs aimed at helping at-risk youth.
NC State Police are looking for a man who entered a campus library with a gun in his backpack this week. It happened Tuesday. Staff was told about an older man who set off the metal detector at D.H. Hill Library. When stopped, he said he had a gun in his backpack. He then left, and officers could not find him. He was wearing a cream-colored jacket. If you know anything about this, please call NC State Police.
NC State is restarting an investigation into Poe Hall. Last week, 500 Side reported the university was no longer participating in a free, independent health investigation involving the discovery of PCBs in Poe Hall. We confirmed with the CDC the university asked for that investigation to be restarted. It'll look into a possible connection between those PCBs and serious illnesses among people who spent time in the building.
This morning, Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis is expected to take the witness stand again in the misconduct hearing. Willis is the prosecutor overseeing the election interference case against Donald Trump in Georgia. The hearing focuses on her relationship with Nathan Wade, the prosecutor she hired to lead the case. Trump's attorneys argue that Willis should be disqualified and removed from the case, accusing her of benefiting financially from her relationship with Wade.
My question first is if you remember saying that.
Lawyers for Trump believe Willis should be removed.
Early voting for the March 5th primary is underway, and you can cast your early vote until March 2nd. There have been some changes to voting laws since the last time you can cast a ballot. Make sure you have your driver's license or some other form of acceptable photo ID. If you're voting absentee by mail, you must include a photocopy of your ID or explain why you don't have one. Also, you will probably see more partisan poll watchers in the voting area. They are allowed to move around more than they used to be. You can find a guide on how to vote and learn more about the candidates on your ballot by checking the WRL Voter Guide. It's on WRL.com and the WRL News app.
Some future lawmakers will spend the weekend in Raleigh. More than 800 teens from across the state will be in town for the annual Youth in Government Conference. The event is a national YMCA program for high school students. The program gives them a chance to develop leadership skills and public policy.
A chance for you to achieve the dream of owning a home. NACA is holding a home buyer event at Shaw University this weekend. This is video from a similar event in Newark. It will enable low to moderate income home buyers to access NACA's mortgage. The mortgage has no down payment, closing costs, fees, or mortgage insurance without consideration of your credit score. Doors are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for the next 3 days at the Willie Gary Ballroom. You'll be able to attend a workshop, meet with a counselor and NACA underwriter.
School leaders in Cumberland County are using artificial intelligence to help students deal with mental health issues. Kiwi the Llama is an AI chatbot developed by mental health professionals. A company called Alongside started this, and they partner with schools nationwide. Students can log on and have private chats with this chatbot about things that are troubling them. Parental permission is required.
A Florida public school is drawing backlash for asking parents to consent to have their kids participate in a Black History Month event at school. We have the response from the school district next.
And Iowa Hawkeye superstar Caitlin Clark has made history in the world of women's college basketball.
It's so inspiring to see a woman on campus bring the kind of attention that Iowa sports deserves.
Up next, reaction from fans on what this means to them and the sport itself.
And it's a live look at Clayton. Good morning to you. It'll be a nice Friday for us. We do have a chance of some spotty showers tonight, overnight into Saturday. Meteorologist Anthony Baglio will join us after the break with the timing of that.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
All right, welcome back. It is 4:43 on this Friday morning, where we're starting off warmer than where we were yesterday, about 10 to almost 20 degrees. So it's definitely noticeable what that translates to as far as actual air temperatures currently across the area. Most of us are in the 40s and 50s, 49 in Raleigh, 50 in Fayetteville, 47 in Clinton. We're going to continue those temperatures up, probably getting very close to 60 this afternoon, maybe just a degree under there at 59. It will come, though, with a mix of sun and clouds, almost leaning a little bit more toward the mostly cloudy skies, especially later on today. 59 for us today, a light chance of a shower tonight, 51 on Saturday. And then as we go into our Sunday, only at 52. So for the most part here, any plans this weekend should be in great shape.
Anthony, thanks. New police body cam video shows the gunman in the main mass shooting speaking with police in New York 3 months before the shooting. The video shows what happened before Robert Card's two-week mental health hospitalization. It shows the moment Card was ordered to go to an Army facility before being transferred to a civilian psychiatric hospital. At one point, Card says his welfare was being checked because they're scared I'm going to do something. Members of his Army Reserve called the police, concerned that he would hurt himself or others. They also said he spent a lot of money on guns. Card said he was hearing people talk, quote, behind his back everywhere.
Some parents of students at a Miami, Florida school are upset and confused after the school asked them to sign a permission slip so their kids could take part in a Black History Month activity. A parent of a student posted a photo of the form on social media. It got more than 13 million views and was reposted thousands of times. The slip for an event held on Tuesday said students would listen to a book written by an African-American. In a statement, the district said permission slips are required by state law when guest speakers participate in education-related activities. The slips come as school districts and teachers across Florida try to navigate the so-called parental rights laws.
Cases of Lyme disease are up in the U.S. Health officials say the spike is due to a change in reporting requirements, not an explosion of new infections. The latest numbers out from the CDC show reported cases jumped nearly 70% in 2022, an increase from roughly 37,000 cases per year to more than 62,000. Lyme disease is the most common tick-borne infection in the U.S. People infected typically experience fever, headache, and a skin rash.
In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky signed a law legalizing medical marijuana. It'll be used to treat oncological diseases and war-related PTSD. Medical marijuana will officially be legal in the country starting this July.
Target is taking aim at budget-conscious shoppers with a new value brand. Dealworthy rolls out this month to shelves at Target stores nationwide and online. The brand will include 400 items. Most will cost less than $10, with the cheapest coming in at under a dollar. The inventory ranges from phone chargers to disposable plates and even underwear.
Nash County is receiving the largest grant in its history to support education. The $40 million needs-based grant, plus $4 million for the county, will go toward the construction of a new Southern Nash Middle School. School leaders say the project will help combat overcrowding and support future growth in the county. Longtime Nash County residents say they are happy to see investments like this made in the community.
Middle school can be tough. You're learning to be who you want to be or to try to figure out who that is. But to have an environment that is safe, number one, and it supports that growth and development is very important.
A site has not yet been identified for the new school. The project is expected to last about 3 years.
In Lee County, the Board of Education got an update on repairs needed at Lee County High School's Paul B. Gay Stadium. It comes after several cracks were found in concrete supports under the stadium during a routine inspection late last year, forcing the school to close both sides. The superintendent says because of concerns found during testing late last week on the visitor side, it will be torn down. They are waiting for a more detailed report, but say they're still hope to fix the home side.
NC State launched a new partnership with North Carolina-based Social House Vodka. It helps support student-athletes. The Savage Wolves name, image, likeness deal created a limited edition vodka. Savage Wolves is the football-focused division of the one-pack NIL collective. A portion of the proceeds from each sale go to Savage Wolves. The bottles will be available beginning in April.
Iowa Hawkeye superstar Caitlin Clark broke the NCAA women's career scoring record and Iowa's single game scoring record last night. Clark came into the game against Michigan with 3,520 points, needing just eight more to break the record. It took her less than 3 minutes to do that, scoring the first 8 points for the Hawkeyes, hitting a three-pointer to break the record. She ended up with a career-high 49 points in that game. Some of her fans talked about what her accomplishment means to them and women's basketball.
It's bigger. It's women. It's transformational. It's this season. It's what this young girl from Iowa, with all the humbleness that she's done, has created for this nation and for women in sports. This is what tonight represents. Not just an acclimate of winning the most points in a season, but she is transforming a sport.
Clark broke the previous record held by Kelsey Plum, which she set in 2017.
One of the biggest NASCAR races of the season is just 2 days away. The Daytona 500 is Sunday. The iconic 500-mile NASCAR Cup Series race returns to Daytona International Speedway, the Super Bowl of their season. You can catch all the action on Fox 50. Coverage starts at 2:30 in the afternoon. People are still talking about Usher's Super Bowl performance, but one fan favorite was missing from the show. Fans of Justin Bieber were hoping he would be a guest at the halftime show. Lil Jon revealed to TMZ that Bieber was initially asked to join the show, but he wasn't really ready. The singer hasn't regularly performed since 2022 when he revealed he was suffering from Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, which left half of his face paralyzed. Bieber was in attendance in the stands with his wife, Haley. He's very excited for one of his icons, Usher, to be performing. Would have been great to see the two of them together. They collabed on some stuff. Anthony Baglione is in the WRS Severe Weather Center right now with our look ahead. It is Friday. We're going to have a sunshiny day Friday.
We are, yeah. A little bit of cloud cover out there this morning for us, but let's take us outside. Get a live look here at our North Hills camera. Everything is nice and calm here as we're waking up. No issues. You will not need the rain gear as we head through today. What we're expecting as this cold front currently comes through the area, it won't necessarily affect us big time today. I think as we head into both our Saturday and Sunday, it brings some relatively cooler temperatures behind the front. It's also bringing some cloud cover back toward Atlanta, Memphis. Some of that may sneak in as we get through today. Temperature-wise, though, we're feeling okay. 49 in Raleigh, Durham, 46 in Roxborough, 50 already in Fayetteville, 48 in Southern Pines. Cool is what we will call it, but certainly warmer than where we've been starting the past couple of mornings. As we go through the day itself, right around lunchtime, we're at 57, close to 60 this afternoon, and it will be a mix of sun and clouds. There will be times where it's leaning toward the mostly cloudy sky, and then times where it may be a little bit sunnier. So just kind of that good balance for us today. We go into tonight, though. We've been talking about our next potential chance of some rain. This is going to be minor. Not much rainfall associated with this one. Certainly nothing of concern. We go after 8 o'clock this evening. We are still dry. There's midnight tonight, but you notice some of that moisture trying to get close to a place like South Hill, Virginia. North of the Triangle would have the best chances of this tonight. I'll pause this at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Again, that cutoff line is just north of the Triangle. It may try and sneak a little bit farther to the south. Everyone has that chance of just a brief 20-30% chance here of a shower tomorrow morning. There's 8 o'clock. Most of this is done. We're looking at a really nice forecast here through the majority of the weekend. No issues with rainfall during the days itself. 41 there on Saturday, 52 on Sunday. Lots of sunshine here. I do think today will be probably the cloudiest, and it's not going to be straight cloudy, but more clouds than we're expecting. Pollen-wise, here's our most recent count. Trees are starting to get up there, and as we look over the next couple of days, maybe sniffling just a little bit today if you have issues with tree pollen. It gets a little bit better there for our Saturday and Sunday, but still hard to believe we are already in that time of the year where that pollen is starting to ramp up. We're at 59 today. It should feel pretty comfortable. 51 during our Saturday, 52 on Sunday. Minimal rain chances, though, you see the next couple days. Just that light sprinkle here into tonight. Our next chance of some showers, guys, could come in on Thursday here into late next week and next weekend.
J-Lo is coming to the Triangle. When you can buy tickets for her concert at PNC Arena.
And fans of Marvel's 90s television show are going to love this next story. We'll tell you about the series Disney has decided to continue that last aired in 1997.
My X-Men.